From lands near and far, here is this week's edition of the Odyssey series. For decades, African American sacred music has nervously thrived on its often tentative relationship with secular music. Lyrics and setting aside, practitioners and fans of both continue today to celebrate the common ground found in both forms of American music.
Children, go where I send thee.
Where will you send thee?
I'm going to send thee one by one. One worth a little bit, a little bit, a bone.
Originally labeled spirituals, black sacred music in the early 1930s, grandly promoted by the father of gospel music, Thomas A. Dorsey, began emulating its musical neighbor on the pop side of the aisle. The decade before, several quartets, mostly male, began forming. Well established in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, gospel groups like the Five Blind Boys of Alabama, the Soul Stirrers with emerging soul singer Sam Cooke, the Swan Silvertones, and Nashville, Tennessee's Fairfield Four, a vocal ensemble that has existed for over 90 years, were among the most popular groups of the day. The 1970s would expand interest in traditional black gospel with the birth of contemporary urban gospel.
Born in Bethlehem, children go where I send thee.
Where will you send thee?
And though some groups faded, the Fairfield Four, beneficiaries of a modest yet steady stream of fans and followers, sustained traditional gospel music first crafted in the South. And like others, they stepped outside the church walls and onto the big screen with an appearance in the motion picture O Brother, Where Art Thou in 2000. Being recipients of a Grammy Award 2 years before didn't hurt.
Send me, I'm gonna send thee five by five, a five of the gospel, a preacher, a four.
Originally written as a way of giving a hurting people hope, black gospel music, like its forerunner, the spiritual, would travel the globe, not only for religious events, but for concerts, ceremonies, and as an entertainment product for the marketplace. No matter the purpose, it managed to retain, if nothing else, its audible pleasure.
Go where I send thee.
Where will you send me? Or I'm going to send thee six by six. Six were the six that couldn't get fit. Five were the gospel, preachers. Four were the four that's to at the door. Three were the Hebrew children. Two were the Paul and Silent. One were the little Billy, a baby, a born by the Virgin, a Mary, born.
Groups like the Fairfield Four, some lured by cash and fame, held to their belief that gospel music in its purest form was and remains an expression of the human condition, from praise to public performance.
12 disciples,
11
for the gospel writer,
10
for the Ten Commandments,
9
for the 9 that dress so fine,
8
for the 8 that stood at the gate,
7
for the 7 came down from heaven,
6
for the 6 that couldn't get fixed,
5
for the gospel preacher,
4
for the 4 that stood at the door,
3
for the Hebrew children,
2
for the bold and silent,
1
for the little bitty baby,
a bone
by foot John Berry,
wrapped
in swollen clothing,
laid
down in the manger,
born, born, born in Bethlehem, born, born, born in Bethlehem.
I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far. Join me Saturday at 7 p.m. Central for a night of world music here on Wisconsin Public Radio.